You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And today on the podcast is a special guest that you might already know, her voice, Corey Dillon from Big FM 100.7. Back in the day, for some of us older San Diegans, you remember B100. That's what they called it. Or wait, AM, FM, B100. I don't know. It was fun.
Yeah. It's a legendary frequency. And I feel really lucky to be here in San Diego.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got to San Diego.
You know, my sister has lived here for almost 30 years and moved down here from the LA area. We grew up in the Pacific Northwest, but she moved down from LA with her husband, who is a doctor in Chula Vista. He's an anesthesiologist at one of the big, big hospitals down there. And somebody I had worked with in the Pacific Northwest called me the day after the election and said, "Hey, remember me? We used to work in the same building together." And to be honest with you, I didn't remember because it was 20 years ago. And they had mentioned that they had just purchased this radio station and they were in the process of putting some DJs on when the pandemic hit. Then they didn't put any DJs on, but it was time. And so they hired me, brought me out here from Atlanta and the Southeast, where I lived for almost 20 years or about 20 years. And it's been amazing. So I've been out here for about a year and a half. I lived in Southern California 20 something years ago for a brief stint in Bakersfield. But I can tell you, San Diego is a big improvement. And it's so great to be here. Everyone's so nice and friendly and the weather's beautiful and it's the place you never want to leave.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So Corey's here to tell us about a treatment that she just had and it's called Ultherapy. And how many days ago was that?
Not quite a week, or was it exactly a week? Was it,
Friday or Thursday? What day did we do?
I think it was Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. But, and it's Wednesday. So about a week ago.
Yeah. But you know, it was fantastic. I didn't really know what to expect. I've never had any kind of surgery. I'm very lucky. I'll tell you guys that I'm about to turn 51 this summer and I make it a priority to take care of my skin. I try very hard, you know, living in the South for so many years and now in California, you have to protect your skin, right? But still it has a way of either falling on you or I'm very light skinned of Irish descent. And so I have to take every measure possible. And I still have sun damage or a loss of collagen because we're just getting older.
That's just what happens.
Yeah. And so, you know, I use the treatment planner at glamfam.com and it offered up a few different options of things I could do. And I really liked Ultherapy. And you guys just kind of confirmed like, yeah, that would be probably the best thing for you. You don't want surgery. It's not for everybody. It's not invasive. Nobody can really tell right now that I've had anything done, but I can. I can feel, honestly.
Does it feel tighter?
It feels a little, I don't even think numb is the right word to use, but it feels a little numb or like it's been bruised, but there is no bruising.
Oh.
It feels a little tender, not that it hurts.
Right.
But you can just feel the ultrasound, the old therapy is working its magic and something's happening down there.
That's so nice. Isn't that nice? Yeah. So she did her face and her neck. And what were the kind of areas that were bothering you that you were really focused on trying to correct?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I've been to the dermatologist for some things, but she said for old therapy, a place like La Jolla Cosmetic is where you would want to go because it's not something that they do. I mean, they take care of like the little oil glands and things like that, and can maybe set you on a program for great skincare. But what she doesn't take care of is what I was saying was, I feel like my cheeks were getting a little bit jowly.
Oh.
And I've never really had a strong jawline, shall we say. So I think on me, it was more noticeable. And because I'm petite, although, you know, like all of us, we've gained a little weight during the pandemic. Thank you very much, pandemic. And so, I mean, there are just some things that exercise and diet and taking care of your skin for years are not going to help you with.
Right.
And so that is why I love this modern technology. And
I know.
And so that really was what was bothering me. And I want to try to stay ahead of future future sagging and things like that.
Prejuvenation. Yeah. So, yes. And that's really what it's all about. And it's wonderful that there are so many technologies now and really advanced skincare where you can stay on top of this stuff and really kind of push Mother Nature off to the side a little bit and still look great. And like you say, you know, if you're fair, especially, but anybody, you know, avoiding the sun is huge. It makes a huge difference. And I happen to be a sun lover. So it's hard for me because it always feels good, but like I've got the hat on. But the longer I have to think, like, okay, I could end up, if I continue to get brown, be like the leathery old lady down the in the beach. You're like, oh God, put it away. So
I used to see women just like that, and men, to be fair, in Florida. And it's their skin looked like leather. It's not good for you, people.
So what's cool about Ultherapy is it's FDA cleared to treat for lifting and tightening, which is very cool. Lifting and tightening of the face, neck, around the eyes, the décolletage, and that's what it's FDA cleared for, but a lot of practitioners can use it sort of off-label to help with arms, to help with knees, like saggy knees, even elbows, all kinds of little places that if you need a little lift, it's an option. So it's something to talk to your practitioner about. I was wondering if they do the booty, like can they lift the, I don't know. I'm going
to
ask.
I have plenty to spare right about there.
Well, I could use some. So mine's dropping. So maybe there's a way, you know, maybe there's something. Yeah. So was it sort of the coming birthday that got you thinking, okay, I want to do this now?
It's not only that, but I think I remember when I was about to turn 40, I figured, you know, I'm in broadcasting. I do television too, and national television with HSN and some voiceover work. I mean, I'm a career woman. I'm trying really hard to support myself and hope to be able to support my parents who are elderly and help out when the time comes that they need that help. So, I mean, my career is important to me. Working and staying competitive is important to me. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I don't really care what you do, even in radio, which the joke used to be, oh, you've got a face for radio. It didn't matter what you look like. You know, with social media and everything these days, you have to really look like you're taking care of yourself. And it's unfair, but I think there is a bigger burden on women to take care of themselves, especially in media or in real estate. I mean, you name it.
Yeah, your face is out there.
There's so much pressure on us and we're expected to do it all and be it all. And I like the idea of this, not just because of my upcoming birthday, but because I have a big radio conference that I go to annually. But this year I'm a moderator on a panel and, you know, that industry is changing too. And I thought like maybe the axe would be coming for me when I was 40 or 50, I should say, but it came for me much earlier, like around 40. And again, it was just sort of confirmation to me that to stay competitive, I really need to take care of myself in every way that I can. And for a lot of people too, they can't afford to have any downtime. So that's why this is so amazing. You're in and out in like, depending on what you're having done, like maybe an hour or two, you're on your way. Nobody can tell you had anything done, but all of a sudden your body is creating new collagen for you. And I can't wait for my nephew's wedding that is also in the fall here. He's the first of my parents' grandchildren to get married. And so it's going to be a really big deal for the family. Obviously, it's going to be like a family reunion and post-pandemic, or at least on the other side, we do hope. And so everyone's going to get together. And again, I just want to look my best and have that competitive edge that I think that this will give me.
And I think Ultherapy is great because, like you say, there's no downtime. I mean, I have video and we'll share that in the notes, but I have video from right after the treatment finished. And it literally looked like you were a little red on your neck still. Your face, any redness on your face has sort of gone away already. And you could have gone out that night and nobody would have known. And that's something that is a huge win over having surgery or even laser treatments. You know, there's going to be some downtime. So Ultherapy, you know, it can't do everything, but it can do a lot in terms of lifting and tightening. Maybe the surface of your skin, that might be something that you would do with microneedling or with laser. But to have something that you could come in a couple hours, go home, and then over the next 3 to 6 months, the tissues have been damaged and stimulated to then have your body build new collagen so that you're going to get a supernatural lift. It's not a facelift. It's not going to replace a facelift. But for people who are not ready for that, who never maybe want that, or maybe you had a facelift 12 years ago and you're like, you know, I need a refresh. So this is something that it fits in really nicely. And now going into it, did you have any worries?
You know, not really. And Anne, my treatment provider, she was so great. She made me feel really comfortable, not just beforehand. We had a video consult, but just even during the procedure, just telling me, hey, you know, you've got like 5 more pulses, you know, here. And I was given the option of either sedation, but I needed a driver. And I thought, I can handle it. You know, I'm a woman, you know, everybody's got their own pain tolerance level though. And so I was doing the laughing gas, which I'd never done before. If I had to do it again, I might just get the sedation. But, you know, I try to explain what it feels like. But again, it's sort of a sensation you've maybe never had before. I thought it was a little bit like laser hair removal, but it's on your face. I've never had laser hair removal on my face. Uh-huh. So I don't really know how to compare it. But I just remember any discomfort is sort of acute. Like you don't feel it like right after it's done.
In the moment, it's hot or...
Right.
I think you said during the middle, it's like a fireball and then like a whole bunch more fireballs. but when it got uncomfortable, you took a break. Like you're like, okay, I just need a few minutes, and you like breathe and just sort of, okay, let's go back. let's continue.
I've had a lot of dental work or work on my gums or whatever. And my dentist is always like, just raise your hand when it gets too much or you need to take a breather or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you're right back at it. And again, it's great to know that just a small finite amount of time and you're on your way. And by the time I got home, you couldn't tell. Yeah. There were no red marks on my face anymore. And I slept fine. I haven't been in any kind of pain, but like I said, it's just an interesting tenderness, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah. That's a good way to describe, you know, so if you push on it, you feel it, right? But if you're not pushing on it, do you feel it or no?
A little bit, like, you know, if I move my neck or whatever, like it does feel a little tighter or something like that, but I can't even tell that I've had anything done, but for the fact that I can feel everywhere that I was treated, I can feel like there's something happening there.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. It's so great.
And on the day of your treatment, you went in and Anne made you feel comfortable. And I thought it was really cute because I was there watching and doing a little filming, and the way she would sort of talk to you as you went through it. So you're feeling like, okay, I've got somebody who's not just a robot fixing my face. Right. I've got this like partner in this and who can like help say, okay, there's 3 more pulses, like you said, or just help you get to the end. Like, okay, I can do this. I can do this.
Right. Right. Exactly. There's a goal in mind, you know, I mean, they know that this works and it's safe and it's your own body producing collagen. It just happens to be stimulated by the ultrasound therapy, therapy. You know, I've told my sisters about it. I've told friends about it because again, they wouldn't know without looking at me. And I'm excited for people to start noticing like in a couple of months, you know, when I go back in a few months to have some pictures taken again to compare how I'm coming along. Because I think when you see yourself every day too, you may not even notice.
Right.
But I think it's the people that you're going to see that you haven't seen in months or who knows, some of my family for maybe even a year.
Yeah.
That they'll be like, well, what did you do? Why did
you look good? Which is always a nice thing to have. It's like that little bit of extra confidence that all of us, you know, love. And so I think one of the things that people might have questions about is, okay, you go home that night and were you needing to take anything for pain or?
No.
Did it feel hot or did it feel anything?
No. No pain. I haven't had to take anything except maybe a glass of wine.
Okay. Well, that's always allowed. Right. So what would be your advice for a patient thinking about all therapy and what would you tell them?
First of all, they can reach out to me on social media. They can call me. I'll tell them the truth, which I've told everybody here today, obviously, but it really is an individual thing. They're going to work with you. And again, what is your pain tolerance? What is your goal? What do you want to happen? I mean, if you're looking for immediate results, this is not for you. You have to practice a little patience, which is hard for people like me.
True.
You know, my dad's always telling me, slow down with everything. So maybe this is a good lesson for me. But I know it's working. I have the utmost confidence in La Jolla Cosmetic, which again, if somebody calls me and wants to know about it, I'll say do your research and make sure La Jolla Cosmetic is one of them, though, because I think Anne has been doing this for over 8 years. Mm-hmm. La Jolla Cosmetic has been in San Diego for 33 plus years. You're not bargain shopping when it comes to something as important as your face and your health.
Well, here's something that I thought was super cool. So if any of you in the audience have been on Real Self, so realself.com, sort of like a place that consumers can go, ask questions, share their results. And they have what's called the worth it scale. Like, was it worth it, right? So on their worth it scale, which would be all practitioners across the country, the patients who have had all therapy done, it's a 70% worth it.
Wow.
Not that great. It's okay. It's good. Our own patients have a 95.8% satisfaction rate with all therapy, because we do third-party surveying of all our patients, and we can show you by procedure what our patients say. That's a huge difference. And so I think, to your point, shopping and doing your research, how many times have they done this? How long have they done it? Does the machine sit in the corner gathering dust? Or are they up to date on the latest techniques of training? Because training changes and the machine changes. Because again, it's not a facelift. It's subtle, but you want to have the best chance for an amazing outcome. So I like that advice of doing your homework and then reading. Because I think what could be disappointing would be not having realistic expectations.
Yes.
So I think being able to see pictures of other people who've had the procedure and go, oh, okay, this is what he or she started with. Here's how they ended up. That helps to get an idea of how your body might heal itself and produce. And I think your age is going to be probably part of it too. And that's what your provider, whether it's Anne or Julia or whoever doing the treatment, would help you say, okay, this is kind of what to expect and where you might see the most improvement.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to spend money, and again, you want to protect yourself and look your best, you want the best outcome. And I think La Jolla Cosmetic wants that for you too. And everybody that has treated me at La Jolla Cosmetic, they are so diligent and careful about where they're placing the injection. And it's amazing. And you will notice the difference. So it is really important who you choose to not only, well, do anything on you, really. I mean, any kind of practitioner or doctor.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming to hang out on the podcast with me and talk to the audience about the experience. And so we'll put up, I know Gretchel and Chrissy are working on some videos from the day. We've got an upcoming All Therapy seminar on July 20th of 2022. And that's at 11. And even if you think you can't come, sign up, because then afterwards we'll send you a link to the recording and you can listen to it whenever you want. So you'll be able to see some of Corey's treatment, and then Anne will talk about the procedure and show you some of the what's and wherefores to understand what it is. But thank you again for coming today.
Well, thank you. My pleasure. I appreciate the invitation, and thanks for all that you guys do at La Jolla Cosmetic for all of San Diego, keeping us pretty.
Keeping us pretty. That's right. America's finest city has to have the America's finest looking people. So
there you go. And they do. We do.
All right. Well, thanks, Corey. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.